thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the availability of money.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. As we see COVID hopefully wane a little bit, people are getting their heads up, looking around and seeing what they can do with their money. It seems like there's a lot of liquidity right now, and investing in real estate would be a great idea.
Well, it is a great idea. The problem is there's only so much of it, and those that have it understand what they have, and they're kind of hunkered down saying, I'm in a good position. And now the stock market is going crazy on the upside, but you get a dichotomy. A person is either stock bond oriented or they're real estate oriented. And it's rare to see a person who's equally balanced. I like this and this. I have a client that is in that position, does very well on both sides, but most state I'm in real estate that I deal with.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. How is it more difficult to get financing right now than it was a year ago, say?
Well, yes and no. The interest rate is very attractive. There's lots and lots of money to be loaned, but the lenders are very conservative. They want to have a larger down payment, and they may be requiring a reserve account, which they would hold, that would amount to several months of mortgage payment, so that in the event anything goes wrong, going wrong being your tenants are unable to pay their rent, you may not be able to make the full mortgage payment. They know that they are covered because they're holding a six-month reserve of that payment, which they can tap in order to maintain your current position on the loan.
So on, say, an apartment investment, that is a lot of rent sitting on the sidelines, isn't
yes.
it? Isn't that expensive? Because the opportunity costs that money sitting there in a reserve account.
Well, it is, but it's just part of the process. So that, for instance, basically, for those who are sneaking in on our conversation, rate of return is the amount that you're getting back on the amount that you have invested. And if you have invested additional monies, the denominator is a larger number. By definition, your return is a smaller number simply because you're getting the same amount of rent, but you put in not just the down payment, but the reserve, which is being held by someone else and non-productive to you.
So I don't want this to be discouraging because there's opportunities out there. Talk to Isaac Grant, talk to Bob Nelson. Make sure you understand the climate you're walking into, and there's good opportunities. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.